Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and we thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 1 to 8, 20. It's a whole passage of Scripture, 7 and 8, where is a period where Jesus went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Passover, Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And in that Feast of Tabernacles, the setting is that Jesus went there, and he was in the city of Jerusalem. And Jesus went there during the Tabernacles. That means Jesus kept the Feast of the Lord that was commanded to the people of Israel. And if you see in the first 100 years of the church history, the first church, they all did not have the New Testament. They lived by the Old Testament, by the Tanakh, and they observed the Sabbath. They observed the feasts of the Lord. They lived by the Word of God. And that's what happened, including our apostles who followed Christ. They kept the feast, the Bible records. And Jesus was in the temple teaching. What was Jesus doing there is during this beautiful occasion for the 7 days of worship unto the Lord, which is holy unto the Lord? Jesus emerged from behind, came in front of the temple, and he was teaching the people of God and revealing his identity, that he is the living water and he is the light of the world. Two things that Jesus was revealing during the Feast of Tabernacles, and to let the Jewish people know that he is the Messiah and that they will believe in him. And we find that Jesus was in the inner place in the temple, and Jesus was in the treasury of the temple, which was a part of the court of women in 820. And there were golden lampstands on massive tower-like structures in the court of women. And so he was declaring himself to be the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the living waters. And that is what is the purpose of tabernacles, where the Lord was reminding the people of God that when you experienced your Passover and you came out from under the bondage of Egypt and of Pharaoh, and God brought you to himself so that you will live in the light of Jehovah. Because if you see in the wilderness experience, people were living in the light of God. God was their light and God was their shade in the daytime. In the nighttime, he was the light. And they did not have to struggle. They did not have to work hard, because food and water was provided, and they lived in booths, they lived in tents. So what was God teaching the people of Israel? To have a total dependence on God and on Christ, for them to know that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So it's our daily dependence that the Lord was teaching the house of Israel in the wilderness experience. My dear brothers and sisters, we are living in this world. That's our wilderness. And in this world, it is our Jehovah, it is our Yeshua, who is our light and who is our life and who is our living water. And he is our bread of life. And we eat of him, we drink of him. He is our everything. And therefore, it is very important for us to understand that we put our faith in him, trust him every day for our daily needs. Trust him, because he is the one who has promised that he will provide, he will preserve, he will prosper, and he will protect. Hallelujah. So enjoy the Feast of Tabernacles, celebrate it with your family, with your saints around you, and rejoice. You know, people would live in the sukkah and the tent outside in Jerusalem. And in Israel, Israel is totally off for 7 days, holiday, gazetted holiday, but these are holy days unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for these high and holy days that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate the goodness of God, enjoy the presence of Yeshua in our lives. Oh, Father God, it was your presence that you brought your people into from the bondage of Pharaoh. And Lord, you liberated them, delivered them, saved them, and you brought them to yourself. Hallelujah. Though they lived in the wilderness, but because you were there, oh, Father God, that Lord, they lacked no good thing. And I thank you for that. They were in good health and strength. They had food and water provided to them. They had the light of Christ in the nighttime, and they had the shade of God in the daytime. And Lord, in the wilderness, it was like heaven on earth because God was with them. I pray that even today, you, as you have promised, you will be with us. You will mishkan with us. You will dwell with us and dwell in us, Lord, because our bodies are the temple of your spirit. And Father, we thank you for your provision and for your protection. I pray today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. The ones who may be sick in our midst, Lord, I rebuke every sickness. Your word says, serve the Lord God Almighty, and he will bless your food and your water, and he will remove sickness from your midst. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will remove sickness from the house of God, and Lord, your people will enjoy robust health and strength that comes forth from Yeshua. We give you all the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.